Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Road Tested Living Podcast. I'm Tom Kirk, and I'm joined today with some nutritionists who work for the Kroger Corporation. I'm joined with Molly McBride and Allison Kuhn. Both of them have been on some other conference calls about truck driver health and eating strategies on the road, and they're going to join me today a little bit, tell us a little about themselves and what they do at Kroger and how Kroger is trying to reach out and help to the community in general, but also truck drivers. Thank you for joining me, Allison and Molly.
Thank you, Tom.
Who wants to go first?
I'll let Molly go first.
Allison and I both work for the Kroger Company. We are corporate dietitians with the company, but we actually do a lot with customer interactions through the call center of Kroger. So we actually really escalate, or the final escalation point for really what probably ends up being tens of thousands of calls that come in weekly to our call center about our products. So we end up really getting a good pulse on what our customers want out of food, out of nutrition, out of their different restrictive diets, and we really can give them good feedback being nutrition professionals. And we furthermore are involved with different departments that I know Allison can touch on within Kroger.
Yeah, so we, in addition to, like Molly said, being an escalation point for some of the more complicated inquiries that come in about our products, we also play kind of more of a traditional corporate dietitian role for a lot of different teams within Kroger. So we work on projects with pharmacy, with corporate brands. We work on different things with our partner company, 8451, who does a lot of our loyalty data and our consumer mailers. So we're kept pretty busy. We also do employee wellness and digital, and so we're kind of all over the map, but we try to just influence Kroger's projects and policies in favor of nutrition and health and wellness. So we have a pretty varied role.
Now, one of the questions that I've got for you is, you know, let's say I'm a driver and I'm out on the road and I've got some questions about nutrition, or, you know, my doctor maybe recommended that I switch to a diet and maybe I'm not quite sure what I should be eating because he said, you know, for example, maybe he says he wants me on a lower carb, healthy fat, and what is a healthy fat and how can I find it and how much should I be eating? And, you know, and maybe he's giving me some literature, but I really don't understand it. Would you be a resource that, you know, if we called, you know, to the corporate line, you know, we'd be able to get a hold of you to maybe answer some of our questions and point us in a better direction?
Yeah, definitely. We're a contact that can actually be reached if you were to go to any Kroger store and look at our packaging on our private label products. It has the 1-800-632-6900 phone number on it, and that's a direct call to our product team, which we are technically a part of. So we definitely, you know, I guess kind of a unmarketed free service. We help, I guess, promote our products and help answer questions about our products, but we can also really separate myth from fact as far as nutrition. So definitely your best bet is to come to a registered dietitian, and actually whether that even be us working for the company you might be buying your groceries at, or it be a dietetics professional that works in like a hospital setting or that can be found on the Academy resources on eatright.org. That's actually a good website. As long as you're getting in touch with somebody that definitely has that background and can answer questions for you regarding your diet, you're good to go.
That sounds great. And just a couple more questions here for you in this segment. Could you explain, because briefly before we got on air today, we were talking briefly about the difference between, let's say, a dietitian and a nutritionist and a certified nutritionist. Can you just kind of explain to people what the difference is? Because sometimes you'll hear people saying, oh, I'm a nutritionist, or I have this, or I have that, and they may not necessarily understand what some of that is.
Yeah, that's a really great question, and something that's kind of had an interesting shift in the last couple years. So we are registered dietitians, which means we did a four-year undergraduate degree that had very specific courses focusing on the science of nutrition, anatomy and physiology, food science, and different health-related courses, so like health promotion and helping people make changes, so some psychology that went into that. So we have basically a well-rounded undergraduate degree. Then we did a clinical internship where we spent most of our time in a hospital providing nutrition care via that route. but also cover things like school nutrition, sometimes pediatric nutrition, geriatric nutrition, community nutrition. So that's typically 1,000 to 2,000 hours, depending on your internship. Typically, it's about 1,200 hours on average. And then we also have taken a registration exam, and we have to maintain our registered dietitian credential every year. So we have to do continuing education in order to avoid having to take that test again, which I don't know anyone that's had to do that. That's not the goal. So that's kind of the definition of a registered dietitian. Just to add some confusion to it, you will see RDN, or Registered Dietitian Nutritionist, sometimes used. That was a newly added option for our credential in the last couple years. So for a long time, dietitians wanted to separate themselves from that term nutritionist because it's pretty unregulated. There's a lot of ways to become a, quote, nutritionist. Some people might actually have, like, a master's or a graduate degree in nutrition. Some people might have just taken a couple courses and have an interest, and so they kind of give themselves that title. So that title is not regulated the way that the dietitian title is. But the reason for adding that as an option to our credential is to basically say that all dietitians are nutritionists, but not all nutritionists are dietitians. So we can kind of cover both of those terms. So we're a registered dietitian, but we're a nutritionist in the traditional sense because we have knowledge and can help in those areas. So I don't know if that confused you more or if that provided clarity. It's a good question, but basically if you see that RD or that RDN credential, you know that that is the leading authority and expert on human health and nutrition and typically brings a very balanced view based on science and research and health consensus on what people should be doing in their diets.
That really does help a lot. I mean, maybe a layman's way to put it is it's the difference between an LPN, an RN, and then somebody who has a master's of doctors of nursing science is that you guys have to go for more extensive training and everything else. It doesn't mean that a person is just a regular nutritionist or certified nutritionist. It doesn't have a lot of knowledge and doesn't know what they're talking about or isn't good. But you guys have had to go out and basically, you know, achieve a higher level of certification in front of a board of your peers to really prove you know what you're talking about.
Exactly.
Very
yeah.
True. And yeah. A lot of the times in like a professional healthcare setting, you'll have something called like the interdisciplinary team, which consists of like a social worker, a doctor, a nurse, a physical therapist, speech therapist, and normally only like a dietitian would be part of that. It wouldn't be just a nutritionist. So we're kind of more, I think, recognized in the professional field too. But yeah, still any extra education in nutrition is a happy world. So.
And I know that's something I've been really working on quite a bit the last year or so myself, is just learning more about nutrition and stuff in general. I do appreciate the time that you two have given me both on this call and the other calls. And just one last question for this segment is, how did you begin becoming involved and get interested in truck drivers and truck driver health and nutrition?
Yeah, well, that's probably, this is Molly, but that's probably a little directed towards me. I know that we began some of that partnership back in probably 2012 with Rolling Strong and Bob Perry, because we do partner with Rolling Strong for Kroger Corporate Pharmacy. So that kind of opened up to, you know, a discussion about good nutrition resources for that group, and also a means to provide some details about pharmacy coaching we make available in our stores, as well as you know, just being kind of a destination for prescriptions and that kind of medication service. And then that kind of has opened up to, I think, not only, you know, just a personal interest from our corporate dietitian team, Allison, I, and actually our supervisor, Sarah, to just kind of learning about, you know, this awesome group of you know, long-haul drivers and truckers and drivers that you guys all need just really good information at your fingertips to understand and sort through what it's like on the road to choose good sources of nutrition in your in part of your lifestyle. You do present with kind of a, you know, different perspective. I mean, a lot of us are behind a wheel a lot. We do have, you know, mostly a sedentary lifestyle, I guess, across the board as Americans. But to really have so much travel and so much road you're covering just presents a unique opportunity to hone in on making that diet right. So that really opened up a whole relationship we've had with the community and kind of opened it up to road-tested living and some other groups. So I know I don't know if you wanted to mention this at all, Tom, but I'll be a part of the Great American Trucking Show the end of next month in Houston. So that'll be a neat
I got to make a correction. If you're going to Houston, change your reservations. It's in Dallas.
Oh, Dallas. Sorry. Dallas.
But it will actually be the Great American Truck Show in Dallas, and it'll be August 27th, 28th, and 29th at the K. Bailey Hutchinson or Dallas Convention Center. So, yeah, if you're not booked to Dallas, fix your reservation now, Molly.
I have a friend.
But, glad we got that fixed, because otherwise I'd be getting the phone call. Why is no one here? Because we're here. But anyways, I'm definitely glad you mentioned that, because that is something I definitely wanted to mention. And if somebody wants to get a hold of you guys or look for more information on the internet for internet, either about what Kroger does or just diet in general, is there a couple of websites you recommend?
Well, as far as content that we provide, Kroger.com, I guess SimpleTruth.com, those are a couple. Simple Truth is a Kroger brand. And then on any of our social media outlets, actually, Allison is a little more involved with social media, I think, than I am, but she does some great work on Instagram, on Facebook, as well as some other resources we've used, even YouTube. But sources of places we've actually delivered content. But then other than that, there's a lot of good nutrition resources out there by credible groups, like, you know, whether it be the American Heart Association, the American Cancer Society, any, you know, educational resource like that. So, and then, of course, our 1-800 number, 1-800-632-6900, is how you can get in touch and talk to us.
That's 1-800-632-6900, correct?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, perfect. Well, we're going to take a break here a little bit, and we're going to come back for them with another segment. So thanks, everybody, for tuning in.
Thank you.